We turn now from domestic intrigue to international with the little-known story of Operation Farewell. Years ago this summer, President Ronald Reagan was at an economic summit meeting foreign leaders in Canada, and French President François Mitterrand pulled him aside. What came next was startling. The French had a mole, a high-level KGB colonel, and Mitterrand wanted to know if Reagan wanted a piece of the action.
Well, his name is Vladimir Petrov.
That's Richard Allen. He was National Security Advisor at the time, and he was with Reagan in Ottawa.
Petrov was the incoming recipient of all of the stolen technology, and it was copious.
The KGB had a vast network of spies called Line X all over the world, stealing whatever technological advances they could get their hands on and funneling it all back to Petrov in Moscow.
And he was also the distributor to various users in, well, of course, in the military, in the government, and in whatever passed for industry in the Soviet Union. Petrov then decided to defect while remaining in place and declined all other offers of safe harbor, so to speak, in another country.
So he said, I'm going to become a double agent.
Well, I don't know if he said that, but he certainly became one.
So once you got this mole, Colonel Petrov, in sort of U.S. possession, what did you guys do with him?
Well, I had left by 1982, but Dr. Gus Weiss on my staff, who had previously been a staff member in the 1970s, developed, along with the CIA, a brilliant idea of providing the Soviets, who had come to rely on the technology that they stole and otherwise acquired, rotten technology that would test successfully for half a dozen or 10 or a dozen times, whatever it may be, and then would be deployed and be put into equipment and systems and things of that nature and be scheduled to implode at a given time.
Some of the rotten technology the U.S. fed to Petrov ended up in the control systems of a giant natural gas pipeline the Soviets were building. And that pipeline really did implode in June of 1982.
It not only imploded, but it exploded with a force of some 5 kilotons.
Why was the Siberian pipeline so important?
Well, it was about to feed natural gas to Western Europe, which could then become totally dependent on the Soviet Union, and that could bring about some unpleasant consequences for NATO members particularly.
Petrov also turned over the names of some 400 of the technology thieves he once oversaw, allowing the U.S. authorities to round them up and kick them out.
I think it was extraordinarily important because it was a major contributor to, if you will, breaking the will of the Soviet Union to go on.
So whatever happened to Colonel Petrov?
Petrov was on a tryst, if you will, with his girlfriend, his lover, and attacked her. And it happened that an individual saw this, and it happened to be a policeman. And the policeman attempted to intervene, and Petrov killed him. Petrov was sent to Siberia for that crime, and then his scheme was unraveled. He was brought to Moscow, interrogated brutally for a long time and tortured, and eventually executed.
That's former National Security Advisor Richard Allen speaking out after 30 years about the wild and ultimately tragic story of Vladimir Petrov and Operation Farewell.